Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a sustainability presentation from April 2015. Mr. Kurt Schlepfer, Senior Manager of Blue Sign Technologies, and Mr. Markus Krüger, Product Manager of Schoeller GmbH, present The Power of Blue Sign Wool.
I'm since 7 years with Blue Sign, and my background is textile chemistry and textile production. So certain products and producers are not part of our system, and for that we have some good reasons. The reality in the processing of the textile industry, it's what you see here. I hope you can see it. Those are pictures of plant we visited. Those are pictures where the nice wool, what you've seen before, where other fibers are produced. Those are pictures of companies where chemical comes from, where fabrics comes from. And those are not fakes or whatever. We didn't have to look for that. We found it easily. That's part of the reality in the textile processing. That's what you don't see when you buy the fabric. But that's also reality. That's what you don't see when you buy the fabric either. And that's the way we see responsibility. So seeing those pictures, there's a reason why certain, I call it now NGOs, started some campaign. Obviously they attacked big names, not necessary names, which are responsible for the first set of pictures or whatever, but so-called NGOs, they attacked these companies because they have to pick the big names on their campaign in order to get a reaction. Some big names agreed and signed and committed to these campaigns. Never mind about the solution they have or not. So all familiar. And these so-called laundry or dirty laundry reports from Greenpeace, they started about 3, 4, perhaps 5 years ago. I'm not talking about if it's good or if it's bad. I just want to mention the saying or the statement, eliminating the use and release of all harmful substances. Textile producing is about using chemistry, is about using resources. So our way of managing responsibility is eliminating the use of hazardous or harmful chemicals. We have to start managing inputs correctly, using the right chemicals from the beginning. Before we had a presentation of animal welfare or farming, that's more about production welfare, consumer welfare, or environmental welfare. Sorry. Now, eliminating the release of harmful chemicals, we have to manage processes. So it goes together, managing input and managing processes. Only then we can guarantee the safest possible product. And in order to do so, the supplier, the manufacturing chain, they have to interact. So chemical suppliers, manufacturers, and retailers, they have to interact. Just an example of some chemical suppliers who tackle responsibility the same way as we think. A selection of manufacturers who do the same. You've seen before companies, I don't specifically name one after the other. Oops. And we have some brands who believe or tackle responsibility also the same way, we believe. To give a little bit, just a simple idea about chemical management. who would know best about the chemicals or how the chemicals are produced? It's always the chemical manufacturer. So get the information from the manufacturer, eliminate the bad ones before they can enter the production cycle. Don't worry, I don't go in details about chemical formulas. But I have to point out, I don't know how deep all of you or some of you are involved in chemistry, but usually it's not the intention to add something bad to a chemical. A chemical carries a bad substance. And the carrying of the bad substance can come from the very beginning of manufacturing a chemical, a dye stuff used to give a certain color to a fiber. And we wanted to know right from the beginning what could be in, what can come in, what is intentional in, and what is not intentional in. We do a simple rating, make it simple for the manufacturer, have a category of chemical where we say safe to use and a category of chemical banned. So manufacturer can choose chemicals which are safe to use, but that's only half the job done. In a production site, we have to make sure the condition for the workers are right. We have to make sure air, water conditions are according to the requirements, and only then, we have a safe product for the end consumer and for the environment. A manufacturer has a process of replacing chemicals. Can't be done overnight. We have to give time, but also not endless time. A manufacturer which is part of the system has to change the chemicals within a period of time and only use good ones. In order to check if everything is according to our way we see responsibility, we do so-called on-site assessment. We always go personally to the production site and see how things are done. We do assessment of chemical suppliers, how they do things, assessment of manufacturers, and we also want to see how the brand lifts his responsibility. We want to see if it's marketing, or we want to see if it's real vision and put into place vision. We provide certain tools for all of the chain they can work with, which makes their life easier. And on the end, we have a so-called label to mark the yarn, the textile, or to mark a final product. We have criteria how a company has to perform in order to fulfill our requirements. Before it was mentioned, the wait for Blue Sign certification. When we go to a production site, the production site has to fulfill minimum criteria to enter our system. We have criteria for all the fibers, and we have some special criteria. And we have some special criteria for wool. We've seen before, or we have told before, how excellent the wool fiber is. It is a great fiber. We're going to hear more about afterwards as well. So make sure it stays an excellent fiber. There are three specific criteria I picked out which are specific to wool. One is the use of so-called modern dyes. I don't know if you're familiar. It's a dye stuff commonly used to dye wool, mainly black or dark colors. It gives an excellent fastness. It's widely used. It's not the problem for the consumer, but during production, we use so-called after-chroming substances. And chrome is a carcinogenic or cancer-causing substance. Very bad. So, under the Blue Sign system, we don't allow the use of this dye stuff. There are various options or alternatives. At the moment, the manufacturers are willing to change, but the market or the brands, mainly the market, is just not ready to accept and go for the alternatives. It's a question of time until the pressure will increase and increase that the manufacturer finally can change what they wanted to do long ago already. Another thing is permethrin, the moth-proof or insecticide. It's a substance we allow our system partners to use, but not for Bluesan approved products. Allowed to use means if it's used correctly. It's not really danger for the consumer, but it has a harmful effect on the aquatic body on wastewater. So if it's used correctly, we're allowed to use it. So it's always a combination using right chemicals and using the right process. Now, before we go to the specialist or the specialists of the shrink-proof treatment, what we heard before and we will hear afterwards, a chlorine-free treatment of wool, it's what we accept. So-called Hercoset treatment or whatever, chlorine or not chlorine-free treatment, is not accepted because of AOX-absorbable organic halogens. So-called AOX are banned within the Bluesan system, not only for wool, but also for cotton and all the other treatments these kind of chemicals are used. There are alternatives, there are good alternatives, so we believe we should use these alternatives. So where the chlorine-free technique or alternatives are used, there we give an approval. Now, sustainability, everybody talks about it's not an option. It's the only way to go. And we have everything in hand. Everything is there. There's no excuse for not using it anymore in the textile production. Design, functionality, everything can be given. Before I hand over to Markus Krüger about his presentation about the chlorine-free treatment, I would like to thank you, and I've got a little advertising about our Bluesan conference. Please check on the website. It's a great event in July in Switzerland. It's an event about sustainability. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Okay, thank you.
Okay, as you've seen, we have a lot of fibers in our portfolio, approximately 100, and wool is one of the importance. So, natural merino power, let's talk about it. You've seen in the presentation before the structure of the wool. The most important thing is merino is a high-tech fiber. It's not just a natural fiber, it's the most complex fiber in the world. When you compare it to man-made fibers, it's more complex. You have the outside hydrophobic coat, so against water, and inside hydrophobic core. It absorbs water. And this structure is one of the secrets of the structure and behavior of the merino wool. Some wool functions. Clothes, you can make clothes that can breathe. Merino can absorb 30% of its own weight in moisture due to its hydrophobic coat. So in the past, swimming suits, 100 years before were built, were made of wool, because wool have a very good behavior when it's wet. It feels warm when it's wet or dry. Stain resistance and self-cleaning. You know, you don't have to wash the wool so often. Perfect heat and moisture management and perspiration control. comfort under cold water and weather conditions. It has a natural temperature regulation. It has excellent flame resistance, and wool is not melting. Very important when you take a look at man-made fibers. Most of the man-made fibers are melting, including polyester flame retardant. Wool is a natural fiber, and it's absorbing UV A and B rays. Wool is odor retardant, so you don't smell, but wool has a problem, or not. You have to wash wool sometimes, and it's felting when it's going in the water and shrinking. So in the past, there was the Hercoset treatment, the anti-shrink treatment, so-called superwash. The environmental issues were problematic. There is a lot of AOX going through the wastewater, and you can measure it on the garment. The production of these chlorine treatments is approximately 30,000 tons, so 2,000 tons of chloride and 2,500 tons of the AOX-containing polymers. So sustainability of this treatment is not very good. What's how the treatment is working? You have here the untreated fiber, you see the scales. In the first step, the scales were cutting off by the chlorine, and then you put a polymer coat around the fiber. So you're coating the wool fiber with a polymer. It was a good solution 40 years ago, but today time goes on. The results of this treatment is you cut the scales off, the surface is damaged, and the wool, because of this coat, is losing the natural character. Problem for the process is the wool is yellowing, and so you can't produce very white wool when you treat it, and the handle often is not very good. So for Schoeller, approximately 7 years ago, we set some goals and tried to build up a new wool treatment. First, we take a look at the market and the science to check the state of the art and the potential of the technologies. For us, important was the definition of environmental and technical aspects. And very important for us were the blue sign parameters. It's a good guideline for development. It was important to get an environmentally friendly treatment, no hazardous gases, clean wastewater, and clean textiles. That was our targets. It should be AOX-free and chlorine-free process. 100% wash performance and totally easy care, so you can put it in the tumbler. Yeah, and maybe it has to have the potential to substitute the old chlorine Hercoset process. So for us, the advantages of developing together with the BlueSign standard was the image and support of BlueSign, the labeling. BlueSign was important for us and for our customers, the practicability and the technical database. It's important to have it for next certification. So our first certification was BlueSign, and the second was GOTS. The GOTS standard is a little higher in terms of chemistry, and so for the second step it was important. Our milestones was first EXP, the versions 1 with EXP 2, 30 households wash cycles, EXP 3, 50 household wash cycles, and now the standard is EXP 4, tumbler drying. It's tested by AVI, Woolmark, and now we are starting to licensing the process itself. We tested it external. How EXP is working. In the first step, we go through the surface, but we're not cutting the whole scales with chemistry. Then putting some polymer dots on it. So you don't have a coat, you just have some polymer dots on the surface. So you have the wool and the typical character of the wool. It's not a hard surface damaging. The characteristics of the wool are there. It's totally easy care, and the pilling resistance is a little better than with a Superwash standard. When you compare Hercoset standard to EXP standard, with Hercoset you have a lot of ROX because of the chlorine, with EXP nothing. In drinking water, you can say, okay, there is some chlorine in. Normally, 0.6 grams per liter are allowed. In swimming pools, you have 1 gram per liter normally. In chlorhexidate bath, you have 181 grams per liter. It sounds not very critical, but when you compare it, when I drink one glass of schnapps with drinking water, you have to drink approximately 300. So it's a totally different relation. You don't have hazardous gases. With the EXP and in the Hercoset standard, you have a lot of hazardous gases. With Hercoset, you can get the Ecotex 100. With EXP, you can get Bluesign, GOTS, and the EXP. With this standard, we won some awards, the ITMA Future Material Awards for the green processing, because we only use green chemistry in this process, the Golden Outdoor Award, and an Austrian Innovation Award. More examples for Merino Power. If you don't talk about natural wool, if you want to enlarge the functions of wool, sometimes it's necessary, you can do an anti-mosquito treatment. It protects you against blood suckers. In some areas, in jungle or in northern parts of Europe, it's necessary to do it against mosquitoes or ticks. It has Ecotex Standard 100 or Bluesign Gray, I think. And it holds 30 to 50 household wash cycles. Second thing you can do is to dye white merino, a very white merino. In the past, it was not possible to get a very, like cotton, a very white wool. Now it's possible. We have developed this system together with TMC. You can get brilliant colors on wool, and you can get a very brilliant white on merino, nearly cotton or paper white. So some more unknown followers of wool, or merino in this case of wool. Wool is used by the airlines. They use it for seats because of the special behavior of the wool, the water absorption and the flame retardancy. And water is used by the automotive industry, for example, for electric cars, because with wool seats you don't need electrical heating, and it costs you energy, so you're saving energy in this car. So there's not only the auto industry and the auto companies which are working with wool, there are also some other industries. Okay, just a little summary. Wool is the most complex high-tech fiber. Merino has a wide scale of technical properties. Merino and some of its fiber blends are a perfect outdoor performer. Fiber blends we didn't talk about, but there are some. We think EXP is a new area for a sustainable superwash standard. And the process, we're now going in licensing, and it's patent. Okay. Thank you for your interest.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright April 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.